With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. In December, the Bureau of Land Management said it will not make a decision to approve Rocky Mountain Resources' proposal for a hydrology study until early 2020. The mining company owns the Mid-Continent Quarry just north of Glenwood Springs and is looking to expand operations by 5,000%. For the Bureau of Land Management to approve that expansion, it must first conduct a hydrology study, and that's where things get a bit complicated. Here with me is reporter Molly Dove, who's been following Rocky Mountain Resources' expansion proposal. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Kristen.
So what exactly is this hydrology study?
Yeah, so this study is to look at the amount, the quality, and the flow of the water underneath the Mid-Continent Quarry. And what worries most Glenwood Springs officials and residents is the fact that 5 water wells must be drilled in order to do the study. But the hydrology study needs to be done for the Bureau of Land Management's environmental impact statement. And this is important to remember because this statement will ultimately decide if Rocky Mountain Resources' expansion proposal will be approved or not.
So let's talk more about the concerns of those Glenwood Springs residents and business owners too, I understand.
Of course, yeah. So what they are saying is that the 5 wells that could be drilled on the mining site for the hydrology study could possibly decimate the water's resources for the hot springs, which is one of the main tourist attractions in town. I talked with Iron Mountain Hot Springs owner Steve Beckley, and he explained to me that the limestone that Rocky Mountain Resources mines is called Leadville limestone. So what that type of limestone does is when the snowpack melts on the top of the mountain and seeps low into the ground, the Leadville limestone houses and helps heat that water, which will eventually make its way back to the top of the surface as a hot spring. So Beckley is concerned that by the Bureau of Land Management and Rocky Mountain Resources drilling those 5 wells, it could change the direction of the flow of the water underneath that would typically be heated up and brought back to the surface as a hot spring, which could decimate his business and, city officials say, the town's $500 million tourist economy. Here's Beckley on what would happen if the water resources for the hot springs went away.
Oh, my goodness. I think, we'd have to change our name from Glenwood Springs just to Glenwood, I guess.
And what's the Bureau of Land Management saying?
So I talked with David Boyd, a spokesperson for the Bureau, and he says the agency worked with the United States Geological Survey to determine the best possible locations for the 5 wells to be drilled. And he said the locations were picked based on minimizing impact on cave and hot spring resources and collecting the best data for that big environmental impact statement.
So then why did the Bureau of Land Management postpone that decision to approve the hydrology study?
Mm-hmm. Well, so David Boyd of the Bureau said it had to do with public feedback on the study. Here's Boyd.
And we got about 250 comments about impacts to the hot springs, to the cave resources. And then another issue that they raised too was we want to see a more detailed environmental analysis of the potential impacts.
So after hearing those comments, Boyd said the Bureau of Land Management ultimately decided to first conduct an environmental assessment, which would look at the environmental impact the hydrology study itself would have on the local land. Once that assessment is done, the Bureau will make a decision in early 2020 if they, along with Rocky Mountain Resources, should go forth with the hydrology study.
So is this good news for people opposed to the expansion?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. Like we just talked about, Glenwood Springs officials and residents are concerned about what the hydrology study could do if those water wells are drilled on the mining site. But at the same time, the hydrology study is a big piece of baseline research. The Bureau of Land Management needs to draft a well-rounded environmental impact statement, which again, will ultimately decide if Rocky Mountain Resources' expansion proposal is approved or not.
Well, we'll keep an eye on what the Bureau of Land Management decides in the coming months. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Kristen.
That was reporter Molly Dove talking about the Bureau of Land Management postponing a decision to approve Rocky Mountain Resources' hydrology study. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.